Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP number 19. Highly sensitive people, share number 19. We're talking today about the extreme high standards that HSPs often place themselves on, and combined with that, they have a tremendous low self-esteem very often. And there's an assumption, unfortunately, with many HSPs that they really believe that they are not lovable, period, whatever the reasons may be. And even if they experience over and over again how much people love you, you always tell yourself the only reason they love you is because of certain things you did or didn't do or accomplished, didn't accomplish, but not because of who you are. And that is extremely painful. It's painful that people that have HSP have this aspects, these aspects to themselves. It's very important, ironically, if you have these very high standards, to lower those high standards. Now, when you're hearing this, especially in groups like what we have, where the whole purpose of it is self-growth and healing and also going to a higher standard, being the best version of yourself. And then you're hearing here, well, no, lower your standards. What do you mean lower your standards? And the answer is, we're talking about realistic versus unrealistic standards. You know, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, said that even in Ruchnius, it's not healthy to jump crazy levels. You do step by step by step. Gradual. Realistic. All Rabbanan come out, every single one of them, when they talk in Elul, they warn us. Don't be makabel for the new year something extraordinary. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. A simple Kabbalah for a simple task. Baby steps. Baby steps. You have to aspire to go higher, but within reason, you jump too high, you're going to fall very low. And that is what we mean by lowering your standards. Lowering the perfectionist standards. Lowering that what it has to be. You need hadracha on the standards that you keep up. Even when you want to do more and more and more, you have to be careful with that. We have the boundary issue that we discussed many times as well. And very often it's difficult because you're so used to doing something such a long time in a certain way. And I've accomplished this and this, how can I let it go? And sometimes, yes, you have to learn how to let it go. Another challenge is the fear of abandonment. HSP children especially have an experience of being abandoned, which is very, very painful and difficult for them. That's something also that needs to be dealt with. HSPs yearn to be loved just the way they are. They don't have to prove that they deserve it. And this takes courage. The setting boundaries is necessary. Because otherwise you'll be overstimulated all the time. And your threshold for tolerance for this stimulation is lower than most people. And therefore it's important to work on these boundaries. You know, you tell somebody, I don't mean to be that nice, but, I think we have to end the discussion now because I'm getting tired. Or when you invite guests, sooner or later, you have to say, sorry, it's time for you to go in a nice or not so nice way even. You need to do that. When you're sensitive, also you experience more periods of exhaustion, of grief, of real deep grief. You have so much stimulation, some internal, some external. Sometimes it comes through the eyes. By seeing a lot of things, you have to close your eyes sometimes to block out and to regulate the stimulation coming from your eyes. You have to close your eyes on occasion to meditate. Auditory stimulation is very also common. So the way to do that, to avoid that, using whether earplugs or listening to music on headphones, things to shut down those other sounds. And then also, you know, to listen to music perhaps before, to calm down and to block that stimuli. Also, when you are overstimulated, you could run into sleeping. Sleeping is healthy, but escaping and sleeping is good. Now, sleep is great when you're sleep deprived. You know, also when you express yourself, you prevent overstimulation. To express it, things bottle up inside. You write everything down in a diary or through art or through music or through other types of tasks that lets you let it out and not be overstimulated. So the stimulation coming from the outside, like big weddings, big social events, other situations, and then there's internal stimulation. Because a lot of HSPs are prone to have negative thoughts, negative patterns of thoughts, of dark thoughts and self-bashing thoughts. And we need to learn to stop that. For example, you know, HSP hears an unfamiliar sound from the basement or wherever it is. They get nervous, they imagine there's a burglar and the whole body tenses. And you're aware of that internal aspects. Then you could thank Hashem for this tool that of thoughts that could cause anxiety to save you from a potential burglar. That's a real healthy thing. But at the same time, you recognize, well, going this far is unhealthy. I am safe. I'm fine. And then you learn to go back to sleep. It's usually, is it beneficial to tell other people about your sensitivity? Well, for the wrong people, they'll always kill you for anything. So you have to be careful. That's not healthy to do that. But for many people, it's healthy to share this because most people will be understanding and they will be caring and they'll accommodate accordingly. The highly sensitive people also can find themselves caught up in conversations that feel draining and overstimulating. And you'll be kind, you'll be attentive, you'll be receptive. Those are your big milas. Usually. But what happens is that this causes you to overextend with other people. That leaves you drained. That leaves you drained. So you have to recognize your energy is limited. You utilize it in the way that's best for you to make your life more meaningful and to help your life in many, many ways. Highly sensitive people are skilled at connecting at others in a very deep and very intensive way, more than most people. Two sensitive people are together. The connection can be very, very close, beyond comprehension. That contact does not drain us. It energizes us. So that can happen. And the overwhelmness, when you have it, just you have to take a step back and make sure you overcome that overwhelmness and work towards that. It's very important to work towards that. Also, you could decide what responses you want to give, how to answer. You know, I'm tired, I'm not tired, you know, I have stuff I got to handle. You basically use shikhal hadas. You use a certain degree of thought on how to handle that type of response and how you interact with other people and how you explain to them about your sensitivity in different ways. And you use this, again, to your own advantage. But HSP should not get discouraged. The innate capacity for empathy is the source of the most precious of human qualities. It is a true great gift. It is a tremendous gift. It just has to be channeled right. It needs to be used right. This idea of an HSP, or what we call an empath, of feeling that empathy automatically in your body, is like you can't help yourself. And you have to learn how to channel it and to make sure you're not overwhelmed by it. And yes, to block it, but to learn how to regulate that blockage. And so the idea is, your empathy also needs to be channeled the right way. Channeled in a healthy way. Channeled in a way that does not harm you. Also, as a highly sensitive person sometimes, they don't like superficial conversations. So they'll get into very deep conversations. But there are times that's important. Okay, now I have to go back up on the surface level and not talk deep anymore. Because if you're already feeling tired from those deep conversations or fatigued and it's draining already, you need to pull back and start talking about more mundane matters to calm yourself down. It is fascinating, Rav Kook, who I believe was an HSP, his mind was always flowing with poetry, with ideas, with emotions, and with deep thoughts. And for him to calm down his mind, he would open up a Gemara or a Shulchan Aruch and go into the even the most difficult aspects of whatever it may be. And he will calm himself down by going into pilpul, into these halachic things. That's how he would calm down his mind. Most people, it's a strain. It's the reverse. You know, you're thinking too much in the Gemara and the Halachas, and you just need a break because you're concentrating too much. By him, it was reverse. His soul was so full of the poetry and the imagery and the interconnections of things and philosophical ideas and holy thoughts that for him to get grounded, he needed to learn Nigla. He needed to learn, you know, basic things. So highly sensitive people have the same idea. They are on a very high stimulating plane, and in order to get off it, they have to go back to the practical things that they were doing on a surface level thing. So sometimes the surface level of an HSP, even though it doesn't appeal to them, it could be a tremendous bracha for them. HSPs could calm things down when they're having a conversation by simply listening, by just not talking. Or just asking, can you tell me more about this and that, or whatever it is, but in a very soft way. So that also helps. And Beis Hashem will talk more about this in the upcoming Shiur and Bracha Vatzlacha.